Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looks like a beautiful day to take a drive. What do you say we jump in the car, we can put the sunroof wide open and roll down the windows, head on down the highway. This is The Drive at 5. 7 minutes past 5 o'clock as county police have charged one man in a morning shooting in Swissvale. That shooting happened about 2:12 this morning. Swissvale police and paramedics responding to Noble Street for the report of two people being shot. First responders arriving on scene. Two adult male victims had suffered gunshot wounds. One victim transported to an area hospital listed in stable condition. The other victim taken to an area hospital listed in critical condition. The third male drove himself to an area hospital suffering from gunshot wounds listed in stable condition. Now detectives from the Allegheny County Police Homicide Unit responding to that scene, and they initiated an investigation. Through it, it was determined that a third male who drove himself to the hospital was the person responsible for shooting the victims. He's been identified as 36-year-old Brian Perkins Giles of Carrick. Detectives have obtained an arrest warrant for Perkins Giles, charging him with two counts of criminal attempted homicide, two counts of aggravated assault, one count or person not to possess a firearm, and one count of carrying a firearm without a license. That wasn't the only shooting, however, in and around Pittsburgh, as one was killed in an Oakland bar and another person was wounded. Pittsburgh police responding to that report of the shooting around 1:30 in the 300 block of North Craig Street near Chief's Cafe, where police found one man dead inside the bar and another wounded on the sidewalk. Wounded man taken to the hospital where he was in stable condition. The identity of the person killed has yet to be released. Pittsburgh school board member says he does not have faith, his words, in the district's ability to keep students and staff safe after a deadly shooting outside Oliver Citywide Academy. The school director, Kevin Carter, whose district includes Oliver, released a statement this week after 16-year-old Derek Harris was killed outside a Northside special education school. His Oliver classmate, 15-year-old Jameer Perry, has been charged. The most recent shooting is the third egregiously violent incident at Oliver Citywide on the watch of Superintendent Walters and his administration, said Carter. There is no time for complacency and inaction. These are serious issues and they must be addressed swiftly. Literally, the lives of our children depend on it, said Carter. State Senator Doug Mastriano saying that he will not run for U.S. Senate at this time. In an announcement that is certain to be a relief for some in the Republican Party who considered him a surefire general election loser against Senator Bob Casey, Mastriano made the announcement on Facebook Live less than a year after a double-digit loss as he ran for the governor's mansion. For several weeks beforehand, Mastriano, who is a U.S. Army veteran, first elected to the state legislature in 2019, had teased his potential entry into the 2024 Republican Senate primary. However, he has decided instead, from his base in Franklin County, that he is going to continue to focus on what's going on in Harrisburg, where he believes that he can continue to make a bigger difference for Pennsylvania. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has repeatedly warned that without an increase in the debt ceiling, the United States would run out of cash to pay the bills. However, today, she moved the deadline. It had been June 1st, but today the Treasury Secretary said, nope, after looking at things more carefully, it's June 5th, which actually gives President Biden and the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and their negotiators a little bit more time to reach an agreement. Republicans are demanding that any deal that is cut has to also cut federal spending in exchange for raising that debt ceiling. Sources were optimistic yesterday that a deal was close. Now, Fitch Ratings put America's AAA long-term foreign currency issuer default rating on a negative watch. So some of the credit rating agencies are saying the U.S. is better get things in line based on how close they seem to be calling things right now. The winner of a historic $2 billion Powerball has been sued. The winner of California's record $2.04 billion Powerball last year is being sued by a man who claims the ticket was stolen from him before the winning numbers were revealed. Edwin Castro won the record-setting prize in a November draw, identified in February. At the time, he said he was shocked and ecstatic and chose to accept the jackpot in a lump sum payment of just a shade under $1 billion. The same month he was identified, a man named Jose Rivera filed a civil complaint in a superior court claiming the jackpot should be his. The suit was filed against Castro, the California State Lottery Commission, the state of California, and a man named Romero, whom Rivera accused of taking his ticket. Rivera says he purchased a lottery ticket for that Powerball drawing on November 7th at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California, one day before the draw, according to the complaint. But that same day, Rivera alleges that Romero stole the ticket. The complaint did not detail how that alleged theft happened. After the ticket was allegedly stolen, Rivera made numerous requests and demands to return it, but Romero refused, according to a complaint. The United States is accusing Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries of fueling the war in Sudan. Russian mercenary outfit Wagner Group sending surface-to-air missiles to one of the sides in the Sudan war, fueling the conflict and destabilizing the region. That is according to the Treasury Department, announcing sanctions against the Wagner commander. Wagner's role in Sudan is in part of a growing presence in Africa and undercutting U.S. and French influence and profiting off African countries' mining wealth with the proceeds helping to fund Russia's war in Ukraine, say the experts. Wagner's had a presence in Sudan since 2017, providing security services and overseeing gold mining concessions there. The Treasury Department said the Wagner Group has been supplying Sudan's rapid support forces with surface-to-air missiles to fight against Sudan's army, contributing to a prolonged armed conflict that only results in further chaos in that region. And finally today, congratulations to a record holder who is just 12 years old, as last week he became the youngest person to ever graduate from California's Fullerton College. Clovis Hung, who started college when he was 9, said his decision to enroll was motivated by a sense of friendly competition. He said he heard about Fullerton alum Jack Rico, who at 13 set the previous record as the college's youngest graduate, and so he thought he would try to match that accomplishment. "I also wanted to be the youngest graduate," he said. "I didn't expect to beat him." On Saturday, Hung walked across the stage in a cap and gown alongside fellow Fullerton graduates, most all of them at least a decade older than he is. He was awarded 5 Associate of Arts degrees, 5 degrees, one in history, one in social sciences, one in social behavior and self-development, arts and human expression, and science and mathematics. He says he plans to pursue another one next year. Hung enrolled at Fullerton through the school's special admit program, which admits students of any age to take courses for college credit. Now, according to the press release by the school, Hung's mom combined his college classes with a homeschooling curriculum to best meet his academic endeavors and needs. Clovis is super inquisitive, mature, diligent, self-disciplined, highly motivated, said his mom. He's also very curious, and traditional public schools could not satisfy his curiosity. Therefore, his best option was college. Fullerton College, 12-year-old, graduates with 5 degrees. I think we all need to pick up the pace just a little bit, don't you? It's 5:15. That's today's Drive at 5 on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.